Weather conditions in the Midwest will be relatively tranquil as we move out through the next 5 days, but next week, about this time, there should be widespread rain and snow occurring across a big part of the region. The majority of that storm system is expected to be focused on two areas. The first will be from Nebraska into Wisconsin, and some of those areas will pick up on some significant rainfall. The second area of significant precipitation will come up out of the Delta and work its way across portions of the eastern Midwest, where we'll see some 1 to 2 inch amounts of rain possible. The precipitation will not be heavy enough to cause flooding, but there will be some locations that could end up with at least enough rain to cause some notable runoff. The heavier snows in the western Corn Belt will run mostly Nebraska to Wisconsin, but some neighboring areas of South Dakota as well as northern Kansas may also be impacted by the same storm system, with a significant slowdown in transportation across the region during that time period. Until we get to that point in time, it still looks to me like most of the Midwest will have relatively tranquil weather for a while. We're not expecting to see precipitation outside of the Great Lakes region, and most of that area will only see some light amounts of snowfall, except downwind from the Lake Michigan and the Lake Erie. Those two areas will end up with some heavier snows. But for the most part, the lower Midwest will be free and clear of significant precipitation, and our temperature bias is expected to be above normal through a big part of the next 5 days. High temperatures this afternoon will be in the 30s, with some 40s occurring from Missouri and western Kentucky all the way back into Nebraska and parts of South Dakota and portions of North Dakota as well. High temperatures tomorrow will run mostly 30s and 40s across the Midwest. There may be a few upper 20s, though, that will occur in the northern Great Lakes region behind a weak little disturbance that will produce some occasional snow there. In contrast, temperatures in the southern plains will likely work their way into the 60s and 70s over the next 2 days. Today won't be that warm, but it certainly looks like it'll be very warm on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, probably Sunday too, with some of the warmth working its way into the Delta in the southeastern states as we get into the weekend. Some of the warmth will also work its way into the lower eastern Midwest as we get to the end of this week and over the weekend. We expect to see temperatures from Kansas through parts of Kentucky to work their way into the 60s as we move into that time period. Saturday and Sunday will be warmest. We'll expect some 40 and even some lower 50 degree temperatures to occur across Michigan and parts of Ohio and northern Indiana during these warmer days. In contrast, it'll be much colder air coming in behind that storm system for the early part of next week, and temperatures across the Midwest will take a nosedive in most locations as we move from mid to late week into the week next week. Temperatures may only be confined to teens and 20s for highs in the north and lows in the single digits and teens occurring across many areas, maybe even some sub-zero readings in the uppermost Midwest. The lower parts of the Midwest will see highs in the 20s and 30s during the middle part of next week, with lows in the teens and 20s, so winter is not over yet. In South America, everything looks good for Brazil. A pleasant mix of rain and sunshine will maintain good production potentials across most of that country. And Argentina's forecast today is still looking quite dry in this first week of the outlook, but the models did introduce a chance for rain in the second half of next week that would prove to be extremely well-timed and help to put back the production potentials that have been working their way lower because of recent drying. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.